Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, our guest, George Harris, chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, and a feisty discussion on our Power Pundit panel today with John Galtney, Dick Gamick, and Ernie Adler. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers, Pro Group Management, Workers' Comp that works for you, and the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always pleased to welcome back to the program George Harris. He is the chair of Nevadans for Sound Government and the owner of Alien Tequila. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Sam, thanks for having me. Paul, good to see you.
George?
Let's start out. First of all, you were a big supporter of Newt Gingrich. You hosted Newt.
Still am.
At Mundo Restaurant, your restaurant, with Sheldon Adelson present at the restaurant. What happened, do you think, with Newt? Is he just too much for the population to take in this political climate?
I think that he's just smarter than mostly everybody, and he comes off sometimes as being way above everybody, and it offends some people. But now we have our nominee is Mitt Romney, and this is not going to be a cakewalk of a race, unlike what everybody else is thinking.
So you're happy to fall in line with Romney?
Listen, I'm happy to fall in line with anything that's going to create jobs. Okay, you know, when a CEO takes over a company that's floundering and says I'm going to fix it and doesn't fix it, he gets fired. And that's the situation we have here. You can blame George Bush till you know, the day's end. But the fact of the matter is, you've had 4 years to fix the company. You haven't done it. It's time for you to go and give someone else a chance. And that's what this is. It doesn't matter. And I think Romney has got a lot of experience, and he can go in. But, you know, the number one thing facing us is this mortgage crisis. And this is still a crisis.
You think that's the number one thing that's facing the country?
I think the number one thing facing this country is a mortgage crisis.
And how should
In Las Vegas, Nevada alone today, 38% of all the homes are underwater. Okay? No bank is negotiating with anybody because they don't have to. Because, in fact, the government, the big government of Barack Obama, has manipulated the marketplace to protect the large banks. And now large bankers are going back to people and saying, well, you signed a contract. You have a moral obligation. Well, this is what the bankers are telling people.
Okay, Martin Feldstein, who was one of Reagan's economic advisors, said that he thought that the biggest mistake, and this is several months ago, was that instead of rescuing the banks, the government should have rescued the homeowners.
I agree.
And that for less than $500 billion, that could have been
accomplished. And could have rescued everybody.
And no, it would put homeowners at about 125% value on their homes,
Sam,
which would have freed up all kinds of money to boost the economy.
Sam, if Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae would have went into bankruptcy, their assets would have been bought up by someone. They would have bought those assets like they're doing now, because all the banks have quietly bought up the assets at cents on the dollar, 40 cents on the dollar. Okay, so they're not into these houses for $450,000 like the loan values are, okay? And these people are all underwater. And I submit to you, I would tell every Nevadan, listen, walk away. The banks do it. In 2005, Morgan Stanley had five office buildings in California, and they just walked away from them. There was no moral, you know, it wasn't a problem for them. Well, I tell you, if you have a house that's valued at $325,000, and you can go down the street and buy the same house or similar house for $179,000 and save your family thousands of dollars a month, why would you continue to pay a mortgage and strip your family of its value and take money out of your 401k plan and take money out of your children's college fund to pay someone who has basically manipulated the market? And that's exactly what's taken place here. Between the Obama administration and the bankers, they were too big to fail, so they manipulated the whole market for them. And I say that that makes those contracts null and void. That's my opinion. But you've got, just in Las Vegas alone, 38% of the people are underwater. And they're underwater desperately. And they're not even reporting who's not paying their mortgages right now.
George, a lot of this was built on speculation, though. I mean, when you have 2,000 square foot homes going for $600,000, tract homes, I mean, that's just speculation. Do you think a lot of the people who have been hurt by this are the speculators?
No, I think listen, every time a house is foreclosed on, a family gets displaced. You figure a house has got a husband, a wife, one or two or three kids. And now those people are moving into apartments, so the cost of apartments rise. But if they would have done that, or if you had people right now negotiating, if Fannie and Freddie would have went into bankruptcy and you would have bought their assets, you buying their assets, you would have went back to me and said, look, you owe $440,000 on the house, but we all know the house is only worth $280,000. So I'll rewrite your loan for $280,000. I'll adjust your, and all this would be gone. You know, the most fearful words you can hear is, I'm from the government, and we're here to help. Because the government never helps.
All right, but the attorney generals, both Republicans
and Democrats nationwide,
signed off on this deal, and we are seeing changes in Nevada because of that. And the attorney general is going after banks like Bank of America, where these loans
and
do
she
not
needs
have
to be pay. Commended for that. But that doesn't fix this problem. What I'm talking about today, right now, there is no incentive for any bank to renegotiate a loan because the loan's guaranteed by the federal government. Why would I renegotiate with you, Sam, if you owe $440,000?
Now, that's not all loans. I mean, there are some loans that aren't owned by the federal government.
No, that's not true. That's nonsense. It's 3% that aren't owned by the federal government. The balance of the loans are basically all owned by Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac, which has been propped up by the government, which has then propped up all these banks that were having problems.
Now, okay, Barack Obama, though, he has put in, he's had the HARP program, the...
Hemp. It's hemp.
Hemp.
Which is a disaster.
Well, no.
Because the only thing that's done is feed the bureaucracy and paid the bureaucrats. No loans. There's not been a massive amount of loans that have been modified.
No, and that's true.
There's not been principal reductions in loans. There's been interest reductions. But guess what happens? Do you know that HAP program, whatever, how do you pronounce it, HAP program, that it's like 85% of those people are already in redefault because it was nonsense. Listen, we have a humongous problem that's going to face this country. Because the government needs to just do one thing, create an atmosphere for entrepreneurs and business people to create jobs and create wealth, and then get the hell out of the way.
Okay, but you are seeing across this country right now companies that are buying up thousands of homes at cut rate prices, they're paying cash, and the big question is, will this business model work? Because it works when Harris owns four houses, and if something breaks, he can go in and fix them, or if he needs to get a new tenant. No one has seen a business model when it's thousands of homes.
But now what you're seeing now, you're seeing R. Thompson has bought up 7,000 homes, paid 44 cents on the dollar, and they've gone back individually to all those homeowners and they're renegotiating deals. Because to keep someone in their home is a lot better than to foreclose on someone. You're not displacing families. And let's look at the other thing. Every time...
Okay, take a breath. We have to take a commercial break because we have to pay for the show. We'll be right back after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
You work hard, stretch every penny, but chances are you pay a higher tax rate than him. Mitt Romney made $20 million in 2010, but paid only 14% in taxes, probably less than you. Now he has a plan that would give millionaires another tax break and raises taxes on middle-class families by up to $2,000 a year. Mitt Romney's middle-class tax increase. He pays less, you pay more.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue what appears to be a conversation with George Harris, who is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. You wanted to finish up.
Well, look, I just want to tell you that every time a house is foreclosed on, it displaces families. When the bank does not negotiate, and when someone goes, look, I owe you $400, I can afford to pay you $300, and they go no, then they foreclose on the house, then that bank dumps that house for $185 in cash, and that depletes the entire neighborhood's value. So let's not sit and praise these guys for manipulating the marketplace, and that's exactly what they've done.
All right, George, you are a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. you have a number of businesses. Mm-hmm. I go to your restaurant in Southern Nevada, Las mm-hmm. Vegas, in the World Market Center, and I mean, it's always busy. There's a lot of people there. Do you think that things are starting to come back up a little bit?
I think despite government injecting itself into private industry is just going around the government and figuring out a way to survive. And, you know, we have 56 employees at the restaurant. We've never laid anybody off. Even through the roughest time, all the management took pay cuts, you know. But, you know, we're rich Republicans and we're evil and we're bad. No one ever comes and says, really, you took a 50% pay cut? We did that, and we never, ever had one person laid off at our, and we're lucky to say that. But, you know, it is getting better because people are tired, sick and tired of being tired. They're sick and tired of being fearful, you know. But
that's the way cycles work. I mean,
sure, it's cyclical.
It's been since 2008 that this all started, and so, you know.
But every time the government involves itself, Sam, it extends it. You know, the Great Depression would have lasted 2 years. Yet the government involved itself and it lasted 12 years. If Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae would have been forced into bankruptcy, or the government is forced into bankruptcy, and you sell the assets off, you have a quick turnaround. People buy the assets and resell them, and you start over. But this manipulating the marketplace because supposedly these guys are too big to fail, that's a bunch of nonsense. Or picking your favorites not to fail.
So, George, you know, it sounds like, and there was a great article in the Wall Street Journal a few weeks ago talking about capitalism and how people are down on capitalism because we have now replaced regular capitalism, free market capitalism, with crony capitalism, having the government involved, picking winners and losers. Is that what really
What's boiling down to. That's what's killing the listen, this is the greatest country in the world. There's no better country. I was in the military. I've seen some horrific things. This is the best place on the planet.
All right, listen, I want to move on to some other topics here. Your guy, Mitt Romney.
Yes.
You know, is having a real hard time defining himself.
Correct.
Because he is being defined by the Obama campaign and being whacked at every turn. What does he have to do to get back on track and not have the same thing happen to him that happened to Sharon Engel, which is where he is so defined by the opposition that he loses, even when Harry Reid was such a weak candidate 2 years ago?
My opinion, Mitt needs to go out and say, guess what, guys? I'm a really rich guy. I was lucky. I worked hard. I made a lot of money. Put that aside, I have capacity and ability to fix these problems that this cat hasn't been able to fix in 4 years, okay? And do you want to give this cat who's had us in the mud for 4 years another 4 years to keep us in the mud? This is about a CEO. No, Mitt Romney is he's
but he's running away from Bain. He's running away from the Olympics. He's running away from being governor of Massachusetts.
You know what? And
those are his strong
and
points.
And in the end, that's going to hurt him. But I think you'll see him wake up, you know, and you know, wake up from the ether and start saying, "Hey, look, this is me. This is how I am." He's a brilliant guy. He's had the ability, you know, and look, this is a guy I supported, Newt Gingrich, but this is our nominee. No matter what, we have to change this government. This socialism, bigger government's going to resolve all the issues. The Second Roman Empire is going to come to an end.
George, there was a time where you quit the Republican Party to start the Tequila Party.
I know. I never quit the Republican Party. That's not true. I started the Tequila Party
to
bring
seconds.
In Hispanics.
Let's
to
talk
teach
about
them,
those
to
efforts.
To teach them a conservative view instead of the nonsensical view of having government handouts. And we were teaching them that, look, and we did this under the auspices of the Tequila Party because there wasn't the stigma of the Republican Party. So, and that's what you have to do sometimes to get to bring people into the town.
How's that working out for you?
It's working out fine. We have a lot of members. And when you say Tequila Party, listen, if I went out and registered people, I'd be the biggest party in the state.
We always love having you.
Thank you so much for having me, guys. Good to see you. Thank you.
We'll be right back on Nevada News Makers after this timeout. Take care, buddy.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
America has suffered 3 years of crushing unemployment. Remember this?
We'll create nearly 500,000 jobs by investing in clean energy.
What really happened? Billions wasted on failed investments. Thousands of Americans lost jobs, while stimulus money went to companies that created jobs overseas. Paid for by the $4 billion Obama's added to our debt every day. Tell President Obama for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 5 times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Dick Gamick is here, the Washoe County District Attorney. Ernie Adler is a former state senator.
Good to be here.
And John Galtney is President Emeritus of Truckee Meadows Community College. Dick, the Las Vegas Sun reporting today under the auspices of Jackie Valley. Mexican drug cartels try to establish direct ties in Las Vegas. What can you tell us about this and how it might affect the rest of the state?
Well, I'm kind of surprised that's coming out now as news, because all the information I've had is that the cartel has been working on moving into southern Nevada for quite a while.
And these are multiple cartels.
And they're, well, I think it all comes back to one. Last information I had on this, there's one guy. He's an American, and he's running all those now. And he, in fact, at the time, he was next in line to step in. Ruthless son of a gun. He came out of Arizona, and he's running all those now. So they've come up southern California. They've come up southern Nevada, but we also have the grows that come out of the cartels, and those have been up in Humboldt County. They're over here in the Sierras, anywhere where they can find its remote source of water and place where they can grow their marijuana, they go.
And great danger to the general public.
Yes, it is. Hikers, hunters, anyone else that uses outside, if you run across an area, if you know what marijuana looks like and you think you're there, or you run across a bunch of people out there that don't fit the scene, get away from them, because they're all armed.
Your thoughts on this, Henry?
Well, yeah, I agree. I think that this is something which has been developing for quite some time, so it's not really surprising the Mexican drug cartels have started moving into Nevada. I mean, there's been other organized crime groups that have dealt drugs in Nevada for quite some time. Going back to the 80s when I was at the Attorney General's office, we dealt with that, and so this isn't surprising.
John?
Well, I I'm an economist by trade, and I think the issue of deciding how we use the resources here is a very important issue. The question, I'm not in favor of marijuana. I'm not a participant, don't want to be a participant. But my point here is that if you use the resources to defend against marijuana totally, instead of trying to counsel, work with those who are in need of rehabilitation and so on, and I think we've almost lost the war against marijuana. It's so common that I don't know how we say that spending all of this money, one-third of all the people incarcerated in the United States are there because drug-related issues. That costs a ton of money that could be used in other areas. Not advocating, just saying we need to have an intelligent discussion about how we use those resources.
Dick?
Prevalent use of drugs, and it's not just marijuana, it's drugs. Now we're into prescription drugs real bad, and I include alcohol as being part of that because that's what the statistics are run on. Between 80 and 90% of the felons we deal with are somehow involved in drug use, abuse. And so they're so integrated like this that I don't ever see how you can separate them to address one and not address the other. I've been an advocate for a long time that education is the only way we're ever going to beat this. But you got to do something about it in the interim, or it's just going to overrun. It gets into the young people, and it gets into the next generation. And then that generation starts teaching their kids about using drugs and stuff. And it's getting pretty bad.
Well, but I have a problem with a system, which is our current system, which essentially pumps billions of dollars into Mexican drug cartels who sell this stuff within the state of Nevada and other states. I mean, I think it would be perhaps better to regulate it like they do tobacco, where you have stamps and you tax it and you control who grows it and distributes it and so forth. That might be a better approach.
If you legalize it, the price will drop to virtually nothing. It'll be less than a pack of cigarettes. The drug cartel revenues that are fueling that process currently will begin to dry up at least to a substantial extent. Now, I'm not necessarily saying that that's right. I'd agree with Dick that the biggest way to win this is through education. People have to understand the price they're paying when they get caught up in this. But right now, we're just not winning that issue.
We run into an issue when you start talking about the price dropping to zero. Somebody still has to grow it. Somebody still has to handle it. Somebody still has to market it. And what's been shown, if you take and tax it, like everybody keeps saying, tax the devil out of it and draw all this money, well, you're going to create a black market for it. And I'm talking about drugs. I'm not talking about just marijuana. I'm talking about all the drugs. Marijuana Policy Project came out trying to legalize marijuana in this state now for, good grief, 15, 20 years. It's been a long, long run. But their backer, George Soros, is a believer that all drugs should be legal to adults, that they should get them all. So the Marijuana Policy Project is just the tip of the iceberg on what the ultimate goal is.
And in the past, a lot of these drugs were legal.
Yeah, that's we learned. I hope we learned. Coke.
But you know,
cocaine. What, I mean, that I used
think
to be.
I think the bigger problem than, for example, marijuana has become over the last few years, maybe the last decade or so, a prescription drugs. I mean, and the combination of prescription drugs and alcohol is devastating. You have to see a lot of that stuff coming across your desk.
No, there are big issues there. I'm not putting that down at all. We have drives now. All the law enforcement agencies get involved in having people come in and turning in their expired prescriptions so we can get a lot of that off the streets. We have a lot of abuse within the prescription industry itself. With the pharmacies and stuff, we have doctors who write prescriptions on. In fact, that's the reason they shut down so many of the medical marijuana projects. So many of the stores and everything in L.A. because they were writing them for a hangnail, and 90% of that was abuse. So they closed 90% of the stores.
You have no idea how painful a hangnail can be. last quick wrap up here, Ernie.
Well, yeah, I think this is something that we need to have a new approach in, and if we don't have a new approach, we're just going to be funding more large drug cartels, and that's not acceptable.
I agree with Ernie. But I think Dick's right in the sense that we need to draw a line. And the fact is, hard drugs, and I don't know that he'd distinguish the difference, but I would, have to be guarded against every way possible. But I want to take those resources, move them over here, build a better wall against those.
All right, and that's where we've got to leave it. Thank you all, gentlemen. Fine discussion. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway & Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your garage door is the most important door on your home. And now, Thompson Garage Doors has hundreds of beautiful AMAR doors on sale. An AMAR garage door will add to the curb appeal and value of your home. And a LiftMaster opener will make your garage door quiet and dependable. Hundreds of beautiful AMAR garage doors and LiftMaster openers are in stock ready for immediate installation. Hurry, this sale ends soon, so call Thompson Garage Doors today. Local door estimates are free.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast from the USDA, Dallas Tonsinger will be here. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.